Welcome back to another episode of Evolving. Today, we're talking about the topic of friendship. Now, this has come up a few times with different friends that I have. And as we reach our late 20s, early 30s, we're all sort of reflecting on the power of friendship, but also how difficult it can be to find aligned friendships, aligned community when we're all in different eras of our lives. It really does become apparent, I think, in your late 20s, early 30s, who's choosing to do what, who's having families, having kids, who's focusing on their career. Not that you can't do both, but it kind of feels like people are getting married, buying the houses, settling down, doing that whole thing. And I guess if you're not, or even if you are, it can be challenging to find those aligned friends who have the same values as you, who have the same vision for the future. So I thought we'll just keep this episode short and sweet and delve into sort of some tips and tricks for finding aligned connections as an adult. It's definitely something that I have struggled with, so I'm more than happy to reflect on my own journey as well. As adults, I think we tend to start prioritizing efficiency and productivity, especially in our society where work is important, income is important, building a family and a life that you love is important over, more important, I should say, than those deep emotional bonds that maybe we have when we're younger. I am really lucky that I've had the same sort of childhood friends my whole life, the same friends that I met in my teen years. And I've obviously made new friends in my 20s, but I find that those long-standing, enduring relationships are the ones that I can truly be myself in. They've seen me through some crazy eras of my life, and they're that sort of safe space that I can continue to go back to over and over again. Not saying that new friendships can't be that, but they kind of stand the test of time, those old, deep childhood friendships, if you're lucky enough to still have those. So I've been very lucky to maintain my friendships. However, it becomes apparent as you get older that people are choosing different lifestyles, people have different values. Things just become trickier to align on. And something that I saw in another podcast, Tanya Hennessy talking about, is this whole idea of the catch-up trap. And when we have these old outstanding friendships that we sort of continue for the sake of keeping that relationship there, we can fall into what's called the catch-up trap, which is where you catch up with your friends, but all you really do is give each other a rundown on what you're up to, how your relationship is, how your work is, how your family is, and you catch up, you sort of go, this is everything with me, now it's your turn, fill me in on how you are. Her idea is that those friendships aren't really building any new experiences. We're just stuck in the same patterns of catching up with one another for the sake of it. And I think that can be really true. It's important to foster new experiences, even if everyone is moving in different directions, if you want to maintain those really important friendships. There was a study by Harvard University, which was the longest study into happiness, and it went for over 85 years, the study of adult developments. And it started in 1938. It followed over 250 people, and it tracked their sense of joy and happiness. Now, do you know what they found to be the number one predictor of good health and happiness? It was our relationships, the quality of our relationships. And so many other studies have come out backing this up recently, linking loneliness to disease, cancer, the fact that loneliness is more harmful than smoking, they say, to your immune system and your body. So it's important that we have those aligned, authentic connections to carry us through life. We need a witness. We need someone who witnesses our experiences, can validate us, who can stand alongside us, whether that's a partner, a close family member, a close friend. We need someone to go through life with us. We're not solo beings. We're pack animals. We need that community. Unfortunately, though, as we age, we have fewer opportunities to sort of foster those really deep and meaningful connections. We don't have shared classes with one another. When you go to school, you're spending hours and hours every day with your friends. And as we get older, we tend to become more antisocial. I found this definitely true in my own life. People move as well. So logistically, it's harder to spend quality time with people that matter to you. And I even found that when I moved overseas to Los Angeles, that was one of the main things I really struggled with, was finding a sense of community and close aligned friends. And it wasn't for lack of people. Like, I was getting invited to events and people were making an effort to catch up, but I think it was just really difficult to find the right types of connections. And I'm so lucky that my relationships back home here in Australia are so fulfilling, so real and authentic, that the bar is set so high for me in my life. Like, I am very protective of my time and energy, and I know how amazing it feels to have people in your life that truly back you, that support you, that are there to listen and cheer you on. And so the bar is high. I think when you only invest time and energy into relationships that truly foster a sense of care, empathy, joy, and meaning, it's really hard to then spend time with people who aren't giving back to you the same way that you give to them. So obviously it takes time as an adult to develop depth in relationships. It takes shared experiences and trust, but I can definitely understand that it's hard to find friends as an adult because we're not putting ourselves out there. We're not being vulnerable in the ways that you're kind of forced to as a teen or a child to grow with someone alongside you. I think much like dating, it's important to kind of clarify what your values are, because without common interests or a shared vision for the future or values, relationships tend to be quite shallow and very transactional, or you fall into the catch-up trap, which is what we were talking about before. Without being passionate about the same topics and being able to share your learnings and feeling safe in another person's presence to speak about your struggles and what you're working through and your healing, it's very hard to develop deep connections where you feel truly seen and understood when you're kind of catching up to talk about gossip or what's going on in your workplace or what your neighbor got up to. There's not a lot of depth or meaning, I find personally, in those relationships. There's a quote I love by Eleanor Roosevelt that says, "Great minds talk about ideas, average minds talk about events, small minds talk about people." And no shade against anyone who loves a gossip session, but I just feel like, yeah, it's very difficult to develop long-standing, meaningful connections with people when you're catching up to talk about other people in your social circle. I personally just don't see the value in that. I want to learn, I want to grow, I want to better myself. And I just think there's such better use of our time when we are catching up with our friends than to just kind of discuss, I guess, gossip or what so-and-so's up to. We can get so much more out of our relationships when we find people who have those shared values, shared vision for the future, and who can help us be the best versions of ourselves. That is fulfilling to me. That is meaningful connection. It's also so exciting to spend time with people who expand your horizons and who introduce you to new ideas or new ways of thinking. One of my friends recently, we were having a little picnic by the harbor and we were talking about books we were reading, and we got into this amazing conversation about sort of all these different healing things we were doing and different podcasts and different meditations. And it was just so amazing because I was so excited by the fact that she had all these new recommendations for me and her as well. She was like, "You have to send me these so I can do them." And that is the power of shared values. You're helping each other expand your horizons and become better people. And it's the same with business partners. You've got to have that shared vision for the future, someone who's going to push you in a way that is amazing for your identity, amazing for you to step out of your comfort zone. And if you don't have those people in your life, you're kind of coasting along. You're kind of just staying the same for the sake of staying the same and for being comfortable. And I just certainly don't want that in my friendships. I think someone who can meet you in your vulnerability as well, this is so important. But how do we find people who we know we can trust, who will show up for us, who will be there when we need them? What's really important as well is knowing that it's obviously quality over quantity. We don't need huge social circles. In fact, it's probably best if you have one to two really close, authentic, deep, meaningful connections with your friends. Like, you don't need 20 people, 30 people that you can invite to your birthday party. If you have that many close friendships, amazing. I personally have such a small handful of really close friends, but I know that if I need those people, they will show up for me. In my hour of need, there'll be no questions asked. There's true vulnerability, authenticity, and that is fulfilling enough for me. I don't feel the need to expand my friendship circle or my community. I'm obviously always open to meeting new people, but I think when you feel that sense of stability in your close relationships, there's no sort of push to search for more. So if you're listening to all this and you're like, that sounds amazing, how do I make these friends? How do I find people? I think there's a few really clear things you can do, and it's similar to dating. You've got to be intentional with the way that you socialize. If you are going out drinking and partying, going to festivals with people that you don't really know, it's likely that you might have an amazing time, but you might not meet a lifelong friend, unless that is a true value of yours, is music and festivals and partying and art, then you are going to meet like-minded people. I guess you've got to be in the right environment for you and your values. You might want to be a volunteer. You might want to go into creative spaces. You might be super spiritual and you might prefer to be in women's circles and yoga classes. There are so many places where aligned individuals are likely to gather, and they're your best opportunity to find people that are like you. And often people will be there on their own. When I started going to a run club many years ago, there were so many people that were there on their own who would get a coffee after and be kind of like looking around waiting to meet someone. So I think you've just got to be open, open your heart, open your mind, say hi to someone, don't be scared. We're living in an era where social media has kind of reduced our social skills in the real world. It's very easy to message people online and ask to catch up, but going into new environments can be anxiety inducing. It can be scary to put yourself out there and try and start up a conversation with someone that you don't know, but that's the only way that it truly happens. I would also say just go for it. Like I've been following these two women on social media that I just love their content and I love what they're up to. They know each other. One's a sound facilitator and the other one does a lot of meditation and journaling classes. They're both coaches and one's a yoga teacher, Pilates teacher. And I thought, these women are amazing, really aligned values. I am just going to message them and see if they want to catch up for a coffee. Like, I've got nothing to lose. If the vibes aren't there, it's all good, but why not? So I messaged these women and I said, like, I feel that we all have similar values and I'd love to maybe do an event together one day. Do you want to catch up for a coffee? We went and had a coffee. It ended up being the most amazing hour. We all had so much to say. It was energizing. It didn't feel like it was any effort to make conversation with these people. And that's because they share the same values as me. Now, if someone else went into that situation, maybe they'd have nothing to talk about. And I've certainly been invited to dinners or events where I'm sitting there thinking, oh gosh, this is such an effort. Like, I just have nothing to say to these people because we just have completely different values and visions for the future. And that can be really draining and exhausting. So I get it. If you're putting yourself out there and you're finding that it's just not clicking, reassess your environment, reassess who you're giving your energy to, because when you find the right people, it just clicks. It should feel natural and effortless. And as I said, it's quality over quantity. You don't need to make a whole heap of new friends. You only need one or two. I would challenge you to have one meaningful conversation this coming week with someone that is a stranger to you, but it has to be value-driven. It can't be surface-level chat. Now, this could be someone that you meet on public transport, someone that you are in the office with that you've never really had a conversation with. I challenge you to try and form a deep, meaningful connection with someone, ask someone out for a coffee, be brave, and see what happens. The trick is to kind of understanding who may already share the same interests as you or values and just go for it. Like, don't start with the whole, hi, how are you? How was your weekend? Actually try and get into the nitty gritty, and you've got to be the first one to put yourself out there, and the other person will probably, hopefully, match that energy. The only real thing you can do off the back of this episode is to just reflect on your own values, set your goals for finding new connections, and take small steps towards nurturing these meaningful friendships and relationships. It can't happen overnight. If you're sitting there thinking, I don't really have any close friends that get me, that are on the same page as me, it's going to take time to develop that new social circle. And this is often what happens when we grow and change as individuals. Our old friendships sort of just naturally fall away because we no longer share the same values. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. We don't need to be ashamed or feel guilt or feel bad for not putting time or effort into, I guess, old relationships that are no longer aligned. I have let a few friendships go that just, we don't really have much in common anymore. And that's absolutely fine. There's no bad blood. It's all like love. And I wish nothing but the best for those people, but it happens. We're not the same people we were when we were teenagers. We're not going to be the same people in our 40s, in our 50s with families that we are now in our 20s or 30s. So just be open to finding your people along the journey, putting yourself out there, being really clear and intentional with how you connect with others, And keep it real, keep it vulnerable, like scrap the small talk. If you want deep, fulfilling relationships, you've got to be brave and put yourself out there and kind of set the standard to how you want people to meet you. And there's nothing more fulfilling than having a circle around you that is just so aligned and shares the same vision as you. It's really beautiful and really special. I hope this helps. It definitely can be scary putting yourself out there, and I feel your pain. I've been in this situation, especially when I was living in a country and didn't know anyone. So I feel you. It's tough, but I hope there's some tips in there that help. Thanks so much for listening, and can't wait to speak to you on the next episode of Evolving.